Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here, and we are home at my house, and the air conditioner is running, which is nice because it's like what time is it? 1 a.m, and it's still like 85 degrees outside. That's not cool. Audio booth, that's not cool at all. It's like 1 a.m. and 85. That feels like summer, but it's only mid-May. What the heck's going on? Stuff like that. So anyway, we're at my house. I'm running my air conditioner because it's hot. And Gina and I just got back from El Dorado. And I'm going to have a breakfast corn dog. Basically what it is a little sausage on a stick covered with what can be described as a kind of a pancake flavored breading. It's not your normal corn dog fare where it just tastes like cornmeal. It's actually more sweet. Kind of tastes like a pancake. So basically you cook it on one side for 30 seconds and then you flip it over and you cook it enough, another 30 seconds, and you're done. So, stuff like that. Gina's here at the house, and so is Wendell the Wonder Dog. And she is... What are you doing, honey? What you doing, honey?
Oh, looking at Facebook.
She's looking at Fartbook. And I...
What are you making?
Breakfast corn dog. You want one? Or do you want to wait till tomorrow morning?
No, but I want a glass of milk, please.
Okay, then. She's going to have a glass of milk. So that's cooked on 30 seconds on one side. I'm going to flip it over. Flip. Ah, there you go. I probably forgot to mention that you got to wrap it up in a paper towel. Which I did. See here. Glass. It's actually made of glass. Go figure. Milk. That's not good. Pour the milk. Milk. Yes, dear. I happened to have another cap from another milk bottle. I poured the milk out and threw the bottle away, but I happened to have another cap on the counter, so I used that cap. Milk. Here you go. Milk.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You got it. I just happened to put on Dirty Jobs because we both like the show. We've been watching that show called Pawn Stars. It's awesome. It's like, there was a show that I used to watch on True TV called Hardcore Pawn. And I used to like watching the stuff come in, like the stuff that people are trying to sell. But the family drama just got really, really heavy and kind of melodramatic and kind of stupid. With Pawn Stars, it's kind of the same thing. It's like they get all this cool stuff that people are trying to sell. But the other stuff, it's like it's more funny than dramatic. So I like funny. Dramatic is okay, but not in reality TV. I like funny. So Pawn Stars definitely gets thumbs up. Hey, and Wendell the Wonder Dog is right here. You want to say hi to the people on Audio Boo? I don't know if you can... Wendell! Speak. Wendell, guttural.
You have to go.
Guttural. 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 Well, that's close enough.
Wendell, speak.
Guttural. It's because you have food, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to follow you and choose your stuff.
I just happen to have some food. These treats were made by the people who make her dog food. Here's the new book. What are you talking about? This is mine. Got to use her a little bit. This is mine. Okay. You want it? Okay. Be easy. 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 Good girl. Good girl. She loves those things. So we're just chilling out, having fun. We went on a date, and it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
These corn dogs aren't too bad. I bought them for when my nephews visited a few weeks ago. They didn't eat them all. They ate some of them, but not them all. I'm like, hey, I got food that they're not going to eat. I'll eat it. Bart.
Are you going to get them again?
I don't know. But we had it.
Trimmy Dean. Oh, sorry. Trimmy Dean makes these really good breakfast bowls. They're like scrambled eggs and potatoes and ham and, you know, like they're not real super huge, but
cool.
For a microwavable breakfast sandwich type thing, if you just want something to like, you know, I need to leave in like 20 minutes, fill you up for a couple of hours.
Cool.
That's pretty good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt your boo.
That's all good.
I just don't like to overpower your boo.
It's all good. I like Jimmy Dean sausage. I'll try it.
PT-109. You know that's the same guy that does that? PT-109 and Big Bad John is Jimmy Dean, the guy from the sausages.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's good stuff.
Big John.
You know the song about the guy that gets killed in the mine?
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's very sad, but it's a good song.
It's kind of broad shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knows you don't give no lip to Big John.
Yeah!
Yeah, I know that guy.
That's the same guy.
That's Jimmy Dean, yep.
I like that song in PT-109.
Mm-hmm.
I sing in PT-109 when I was like 8. I didn't know what it was about, but I loved it.
Yeah. But we went to Eldo's. We hung out, saw some good people. And there was this guy that was... there was this guy that was like harassing everybody, including some of our friends. And it finally got to the point that some of my friends wanted to beat him up and wanted to have Claude the bartender drag him out and beat him up and everything. So I'm like, let me try this. So I go over there and act all drunken. I said, how you doing, man? My name's Bob. I'm blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what do you want? I said, I just wanted to say hello. I just wanted to say it's very nice to meet you. I wanted to say it's nice to meet you because I don't know if I'm ever going to have this opportunity again because there's about 9 people who want to fucking kill you. So, I mean, this might be my last opportunity to say hello because I may never see you again. There's 9 people who want to kill your ass. Oh, I don't care. And, of course, as soon as I got back to my table, he took the first opportunity to hightail it out of the bar as fast as he could. Yeah, it was. I felt good about that, and everybody was laughing about it because we went outside and he was completely gone. But other than that, we had an excellent time, sang some songs, saw some good people, and had a great time.
That guy that did the Blues Traveler song, oh my god, you missed like half of it, you missed like the verses and stuff.
I heard it.
Oh. Yep. But it was like, I'm not a real big Blues Traveler fan, but that was just, oh my god, amazing.
Okay. So that's my time. Have a good night.